The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
As we get deeper into Perek HaTodeh, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, on the bottom, the Gemara clears a very fundamental question. Toder u'makudish eizimei en koidim. And this is one of the main sugyas of Toder v'shein HaTodeh in Gan Shas. I'd like to discuss an interesting shaila that's very related and revolving around this sugya. May sound a little bit far-fetched, but it actually happens in every Yiddish neighborhood annually, maybe even more than once. The question is, if somebody's day to put on his mezuzahs, or if his mezuzah fell down, and he has a shiloh, he has to be kaveh his mezuzah, and he has to do hadlokas ner Chanukah, which one should he do first? Now, normally we know that most paiskim assume that a mitzvah deiraisa has a din of a mekudesh, and it goes before a mitzvah derabonon, which is considered klapa yedeiraisa and ain a mekudesh. The main bar plukta of this sheet is the Shagas Aryeh that wants to say that a derabbanon has a din of a reshus klapei a deraisa, but we always assume that a deraisa goes before a derabbanon because mekudesh, deraisa is a mekudesh and it goes before the derabbanon. However, we're discussing a case which is extremely common when a person is a tenant, he's a renter. So therefore he's not mechuyev according to most paiskim, and that's how we paskin in mitzvahs mezuzah mideraisa. As a tenant, as a renter, a soicher, he's only mechuyev in mezuzah mideraabonon. So hence, he's thrust with two mitzvahs derabonon in front of him. The mitzvah of mezuzah derabonon by a soicher, which begins normally on the 30th day, Bashkia, and the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, which is also a mitzvah derabonon. There is one point that mezuzah is yesh layikr min ha-Torah, whereas Chanukah is completely, entirely derabonon, but we don't really have any grounds in the sugya that show us that a yesh layikr min ha-Torah would have the mila that the Achronim created that a deraisa has over derabonon, and hence, it's two derabonons. And it's absolutely amazing how the different intricacies of this question we're going to discuss spread themselves deep into our sugi here on Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. We'll see there's a fascinating Yerushalmi and Rabbi Kiva Eiger. But I'd like to first preface this with a different shaila of Toder v'shein and Toder related to mezuzah, which actually I was zoiche to discuss in the Sefer Tmidim Kesidra. And that is, if let's say the same story happens on Matzah Shabbos, not just on Chanukah, every Matzah Shabbos, you have somebody that is 30th day of his rental has expired, and now he has to put on his mezuzahs. Shall he put on his mezuzahs before Havdalah, or should he put on his mezuzah afterwards? And again, even though mezuzah is normally a mitzvah deraisa, like we say in Kriyishma from Parshas Vaschanan and Ekev, and Havdalah actually is also, according to many, a mitzvah deraisa. However, let's discuss a case of only derabonans. In other words, if somebody already set out the chin antonu in Havdalah, in Shemen Esrei by Ma'ariv, and he's a tenant, he's a soicher, so he's only chayiv mezuzah midirabonon. So now he has Havdalah and mezuzah. Havdalah is a mitzvah that happens every single week, 52 times a year. And mezuzah is something that happens every day, but it doesn't have to happen. If a person doesn't have a house, he's not mechuyev mezuzah at all. Which one is considered a toder, and so on and so forth. So without going into that as much as we will soon, which is related also to our shaila of Chanukah and mezuzah, first let's discuss another couple of svaras which I thought were reasons that you should do mezuzah before the Havdalah. Number one is that every second that the mezuzah is on the doorpost, you have a mitzvah, a key mitzvah. However, Havdalah, whether you do it before the mezuzah or after the mezuzah, it's one mitzvah of Havdalah, and you get it either way. So perhaps there would be a good inyan to do mezuzah before Havdalah. And this is a very important point in the whole sugya, that the whole din of Toder v'shein Toder, which one to do first, is when basically you have two equal mitzvahs other than their tediris, which one should you do first, or if you're only doing one, which one should you do? But here we have a new svara, that more seconds of kiyum mitzvah shall also be a reason that you should do one before the other, because either way you're going to get both mitzvahs, you might as well get the more kiyumim. Whereas if you did the Havdalah after the mezuzah, you didn't lose any seconds of kiyum, but if you do the mezuzah after the Havdalah, you lost those few seconds of kiyum while you were making Havdalah. There's also a practical rabbinical svara that you shouldn't get the hammer and the nail and start banging in your mezuzahs because it might take you an hour or so. That's a different svara that I'm not going to comment on right now. Another suggestion is that there are some achrenim that may be mashma that there's an isser to live in a house that does not have a mezuzah. There's no isser per se to delay havdalah. So you might be being over an isser of delaying the placement of the mezuzah because you're living in a house that's now mechuyev in a mezuzah. That would be another svara to put on mezuzah first. And that's what I thought shall be done. Mezuzah before havdalah. However, some rabbanim did not agree with me. It's a little bit out of the box. You know, you make havdalah and then you get to work on your mezuzahs and your other mitzvahs. The main place to begin this shaila is l'chayra the Yerushalmi in the end of Megillah. The Yerushalmi has a machlokes over there between Shmuel and Rav Chuna, or maybe Rav Huna, whether or not tefillin or mezuzah, which one should go first. Let's say a person only has money for one of them. Shmuel says mezuzah goes first, and the Mar explains here in Yerushalmi, because mezuzah is noheges b'shabbosos v'yamim tovim, so since mezuzah is basically all year round, every second, even Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you do mezuzah, so therefore it has precedent, and you should buy the mezuzah rather than the tefillin. Whereas Rav Huna says that you should do tefillin first, because shekein hi noheges b'mefarshei yamim v'holchei midbaros. So normally, shekein hi noheges b'mefarshei yamim v'holchei midbaros, that tefillin have is really also a time and a manner when tefillin is more frequent, and that is because it's on Shabbos and Yontif. Excuse me, but it's even when you're in the ocean and you're in the midbar and there's no house. Whereas mezuzah is only an obligation that's found when somebody has a house, he's mechuyev to put a mezuzah on it. So in a sense, tefillin is much more choshev and common because it's always noheg, regardless of whether you have a house and you're in it or not, you're always mechuyev to wear tefillin. That's the Yerushalmi. Interestingly, the Yerushalmi continues, and the Yerushalmi brings a raya from a braisa to Shmuel from the fact that if, let's say, tefillin get used up, you're able to make a mezuzah from it. Whereas if mezuzah gets used up, mezuzah shabola ain't oisa noisa tefila. Shamalan b'kodesh v'lei meridin. Kipshuta, the Yerushalmi is saying that if mezuzah gets used up, you cannot make tefillin from it, but if tefillin gets used up, you could make a mezuzah from it. It sounds like mezuzah is more mekudesh than tefillin, so it's a raya to Shmuel that mezuzah is more chashev than tefillin. What's very intriguing at first glance in the Yerushalmi is that the shaila apparently was a shaila. Which one is more tader? Is mezuzah or tefillin? And that would be the deciding factor about which one you should do. However, then the Yerushalmi brings the raya from mezuzah shabola and tefillin shabola. It sounds like it's a shaila. Which one is more mekudesh? Lagabi malan bekudesh. Which one can you turn into the other one and which one not? That the Yerushalmi is proving that mezuzah is more mekudesh. So we pasach b'tader v'sayim b'mekudesh, which is interesting. Now, the Yerushalmi's opinion on Tadr Mekudesh is not necessarily that of the Bavlis. Even though over here, Yiboyel on Tadr Mekudesh, which one goes first? L'maisetz Yiboyed L'yishet, and the Rambam says you could do whatever you want. But the Yerushalmi, however, maybe holds that Mekudesh is more Chashiv. And the Yerushalmi's paskening that if you have a Shail of Mezuzah and Tadr, maybe Mezuzah is more Mekudesh, and therefore, I'm sorry, Mezuzah and Tfilin, Mezuzah is more Mekudesh, and you should do Mezuzah first. In Tamidim Kisidron and Simon Yud Beis, Anaf Beis, Amarach about the Yerushalmi's opinion. It's a complicated issue in Yerushalmi and Nazir, a Yerushalmi and Yuma, and other places, what exactly the Yerushalmi holds, but it's not necessarily the same thing as the Bavli. And therefore, not necessarily would we be able to learn and discern from the Yerushalmi to the Bavli and to Halacha L'maisa. However, what's more intriguing about this Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi seems to be saying that you can make a used tefillin into a mezuzah, but you can't make a used mezuzah into tefillin because mezuzah is more mekudesh. Our Gemara Menachos says the exact opposite. And, in fact, the Beis Yosef asks this kasha, that the Yerushalmi is bringing a raya to Shmuel, Lamaisa, the Bavli says, punk fakert, that tefillin is more mekudesh than mezuzah. And there's so much to discuss about the different stadim in the Yerushalmi and how we paskin and how it pertains to our shaila about mezuzah and Ner Chanukah. Let's try to clearly put all the pieces on the table one by one and go through this. And as time is going on over here, I see I may not be able to finish this all here, so we'll have to continue it on Daf Tzadik Aleph. Let's make a safe jump over here for a second to the Halacha L'maisa. The Mechaber paskins in Or HaChaim Siman Lamed Ches Sif Yud Beis that if somebody only has money for tefillin and mezuzah, he shall buy tefillin. even though we just seemingly mentioned that the Yerushalmi's mashmal maskana that you should buy mezuzah, the Mechaber paskins you should buy tefillin. This source is a Rosh in Hilchis Tefillin, and the Rosh says that you should buy tefillin the chayves haguf adif. The chiyuv de gufa is adif. Now there's a machlokes, the Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what does chiyuv de gufa adif mean? Does chiyuv de gufa mean that it's something that you have to put on your physical guf, it's something you put on your body tefillin, whereas mezuzah is not going on your body, it's going on your house, on the walls of your doors. That's how the Beis Hillel learns. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, however, prefers to learn a completely different mahalach, and he brings a raya, that chiyuv de gufa means that you're mechuyiv to do it. Mezuzah you don't have to do. If you have a house, you're supposed to put on a mezuzah. You don't have to have a house. You're not mechuyiv to buy a house. If you want to live on a boat, feel free. However, tefillin, a yid, wherever he is, whenever he is, he has a chiv incumbent upon his guf, a karkafta de gavra, a karkafta de gufa, that he has to put on tefillin. And that is why the Rosh is saying, chiyuva de gufa adif. And without elaborating too much, obviously the question is, where did the Rosh get this from? The Paskin, not like the Yerushalmi, and where did he get this far from? The answer is, the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger seems to explain, and I saw the Nachlas Yehoshua in the Tshuva also says this, it's a very geshmak of shat, that when the Yerushalmi says, Shekein noheges b'mefarsha yamim b'midbaris, maybe it doesn't mean that that's a mila in its tadiris, that it's noig more often, because it's even in the rivers and in the oceans. Maybe the Yerushalmi means to say that it's something that he has to do wherever he is, even if he doesn't have a house. In other words, this svara that the Mechaber is paskening from the Rosh, that tefillin goes before mezuzah because it's chiyuv de gufa adif, maybe that in itself, gufa means that he's mechuyiv to wear it on his body. He's mechuyiv whenever he has, not wear it on his body. I'm sorry, to keep it with him whenever he's always mechuyiv in tefillin, and that is gufa, the mile of tefillin that the Rosh is saying. In other words, that's the svara that the Yerushalmi really meant. If we explain it that way, then it's obviously answered and understandable much better. The segue in the Yerushalmi to bring a raya from the Shiloh about Mekudesh, if it's Mekudesh or not, tefillin or mezuzah. And we were wondering, isn't the Yerushalmi's whole Shiloh, which one is more often? Mezuzah because it's not even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or tefillin because it's not even on the boats and in the midwar? The answer is no. The Yerushalmi's Shiloh wasn't just about oftenness, about tadiris. It was a Shiloh in general, which mitzvah is more choshev, and the Shiloh of tefillin was maybe because it's chiyuv de gufa, because it's always incumbent upon a person to do that mitzvah on his guf, regardless of whether he has the house or not, even if he's on a boat or in the midbar, as opposed to mezuzah, which is only if he has a house. So let's get back to our Shiloh. The Magen Avraham says on this Mechaber that the reason why tefillin goes first is because chiyuv de gufa, like the Rosh. Then the Magen Avraham says, however, if let's say a person is able to borrow tefillin for Kriyat Shema and tefillah on a daily basis, then he's obviously better off spending his few pennies that he has on mezuzah. Because tefillin he can borrow. Mezuzah you're not going to be able to borrow. You can't borrow mezuzah every day for your house. You got to have mezuzah on your wall. So you're better off borrowing the tefillin and doing the mezuzah. I think that svara is a little bit of a cousin with what we're discussing, that if you're going to have more seconds of kiyum, like we said, l'gabi mezuzah and havdalah, then maybe you're better off doing mezuzah more than tefillin. That's what the Magen Avraham means to say, in other words. That if you're gonna have a gain, in other words, which one is more chashuv? Okay. Which one should you buy? Okay. But if let's say you're able to be mekayim both of them, or you're not forfeiting as much kiyum mitzvah by buying B, then maybe you shouldn't buy A, even if it is more chashuv. And I think that likewise, just like we said, there's an inyan to be mekaveh the mezuzahs before havdalah, because of the more seconds of kiyum mitzvah hua. Then one could say that there's an inyan to be mekaveh the mezuzahs before hadlakas ner Chanukah, because of the extra seconds that you're going to have the mezuzah on the wall while the Chanukah lech are burning. The only question is not necessarily, because do we say that the Chanukah lech also every second that they're burning is a mitzvah? If they burn for 2 hours or 3 hours, maybe it'll be a bigger mitzvah than if they burn only for the half hour. And B, is there a difference which half hour they're burning? In other words, let's, you know, it depends which time you're madlik, but let's say, is there a difference if they're going to be madlik from 5:25 until 6:30, or from 5:25 till 6 o'clock, or whether they'll be madlik from 5:45 until 6:15? Maybe either way, you're not losing seconds of kiyum. The question is, when Chanukah lecht burn for longer, when the candles burn for longer, are you also getting more seconds? So you could argue with me, why do the mezuzahs first because of more seconds of mezuzah, which again, we're talking about mezuzah that are abandoned by a tenant, who then you're going to have more minutes of Chanukah lecht burning before it's way too late and past the zman. That is the question. And again, we will revisit and continue the many different things there are to discuss about this Yerushalmi and get to the punchline about Ner Chanukah and Mezuzah, which one goes first on Daf Tzadik Aleph.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.